This is exactly right.
If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, honey. And June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens. And don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out. You never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's that? Dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute, hey, I'm ghosted.
I was Fernandez.
Please.
Hey, Boo. It's me, Roz. And welcome to Ghosted by Roz Hernandez. The podcast that makes me go, the weather outside is frightful. Bitch. Your stories are frightful. Happy holidays, everyone. Hey, I should tell you right off the top that we will be taking off next week. And don't kill me. Also the next week, because it will be Christmas and then New Year's Day. And so we will be back on the 8th of January. But you know what? Because it's the holidays, I'll give you a little gift. I'll tell you who my guest is. Margaret Cho! Margaret Cho is back on the show. So look forward to that in the new year on the 8th of January. Still not too late to get some Christmas holiday presents from me, Roz. You can get a cameo, which is at cameo.com/Roz Hernandez. And I'll give you a nice little special gift of a video. You know, say whatever you want. And our sweaters, the sweatshirts, oh, they're flying off the racks. Make sure you're getting the exactly right Ghosted sweatshirts. The link for that is in the Instagram, which is Ghosted by Roz, or you could just go to Exactly Right's merch website and get them there. They're so cute. Also, I'm selling Polaroids on my Instagram. Okay, I got to talk to Chris Fleming, who is absolutely hilarious. We had the time of our lives. We get into a cryptid story that was a real doozy. But before we get to that, let me read you a story. This one comes from Reb. Reb from St. Louis. Okay, Reb sent me a few, but here's one that took place in St. George, Utah. So Reb is at a random cheap Wyndham hotel with their father, who had come to visit. Now it says, Utah, surprisingly, one of the prettiest places, as long as you avoid most of downtown Salt Lake City. Okay, interesting. I do love Utah, by the way. Oh my God, it feels like you're completely on another planet. It's cool. So they write, I do the van life thing, and I was getting cold out, so I stayed in the hotel room with my dad when he got into town. Every night while we slept, the TV would turn on by itself. At first, we assumed it was some technical issue. So after a couple of nights of this happening, I decided to be clever and turn the volume all the way down on the TV before turning it off. I thought, at least if it turned on again, the sudden sound wouldn't scare the crap out of us. That same night, the TV turns on again, but at full volume. Now we're really freaked out, but what can we do? We turn it off again and try to sleep. Eventually, we throw the remote into a drawer, and that stopped it. Does this prove a spooky thing was no longer able to use the remote? I don't know. But it gets creepier. So we solved the TV problem, but now the room is so quiet. It is too quiet. I felt a presence other than my dad in the room. He was in his bed sleeping. At first, I'm just very aware of an additional energy moving in the room. Then, I felt whatever it was sit on my bed right behind me. I was terrified, frozen in fear. I prayed frantically, hoping it wouldn't touch me, praying and praying that it would go away until I passed out. Now, it's been a few years, so I don't know what order all this happened, but at some point, my dad said I jolted up, still asleep, shouting, "No! No! Don't!" It freaked him out. But he's a good dad, and he told me something like, "It's okay, you're okay, everything's fine, go back to sleep." I don't remember any of it, but apparently I'd laid back down and was fine. Until the scariest part was when my dad went back to St. Louis, but he booked some extra nights for me to stay in the hotel. I'm in the room by myself now. The room is dark, and I'm trying to fall asleep. I'm letting my gaze wander, and I see in the corner, near the ceiling, something blacker than the darkness of the room, creepy crawling out of that corner from the friggin' ceiling. It was very large and spider-like, but without any clear form, undulating out of the darkness. I turned over on my side and again began to pray, curled up tight in the fetal position. Absolutely terrifying, praying again until I passed out. I had never experienced anything like that. Reb! Oh my God. Okay, first of all, they better have had a bomb-ass continental breakfast. I would have yelped the shit out of that place. Why didn't you move rooms? Make up a story if you're embarrassed. Get out of that room. That is too scary. Whew. But I'm so glad you stayed and lived to tell the tale, and now I get to share it with the rest of us. Thank you. Okay, it is time for me to talk to the one and only hilarious Chris Fleming. On with the show! Oh my God, I am joined by an icon of bangs with glasses. Chris Fleming, hello.
With big glasses. We both have big glasses and bangs.
I have my comically large comedy prop glasses that do have a prescription, but they definitely, I hope, help me to be silly, silly.
Well, I think we lead with our glasses, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Glasses and bangs.
People lead with their hips. People lead with their, you know, their shoulder. We lead with our glasses and our bangs. Yeah, my bangs are too long. I'm looking a little bit like a 90s soccer player these days, you know, when they grow out and they're kind of like embarrassingly parted like this.
They're never ending. They really they really are a commitment, but so worth it.
Yeah. And when you say icon, I mean, you just had Kristen Stewart on. I feel like it's probably the first podcast Kristen Stewart's ever done, right?
She has not done many. And it was a major honor to have on Kristen. That was sort of my, like, Marc Maron having Obama on his podcast.
Totally. I saw that. I was like, God, oh my God. It's just insane.
Well, I know her. She produces the TV show I'm on, and she's awesome. And I've been ghost hunting with her.
You've interacted with the paranormal realm with Kristen Stewart?
Yes, I have. So that's the fuck you're talking to.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
But listen,
that is so cool.
I am a huge fan of yours, and I am so excited that you've joined me.
Oh, thank you.
I do have to ask right off the top, are you aware of the British television psychic Chris Fleming?
Not only am I aware, well, yeah, my dad was following him on Twitter thinking it was me for about a decade. And so my dad would be like, Chris, I don't know why you're going on a ghost hunt in Scotland, Chris. You know, it'd be seriously shit like that. And he and I would just get each other's, we still do a lot of each other's like messages and stuff. And we just like send them to each other. And he came to see me in Chicago, and we had in 2019, right before the pandemic. And we had like the loveliest night. Like, I don't know if you've ever met someone with your same name, but it did feel like me. Maybe I'm dumb, but it felt like meeting a twin.
Right.
Like there was some kind of, like I had my arm, I don't like touching people usually, but I had my arm around him the whole night. Like we were like on a honeymoon. I just had my arm around this ghost hunter, Chris Fleming, because he's also so charming.
Read you?
No, we just had a lot of mojitos. We sat up very late. And no, I don't think he did any. I think he told me some stories. This was like right before the pandemic. You know how like everything, like, you know how like really good stuff happened, like the leading, you know, the last few months right before.
Oh, of course. Just the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Did you interact with him ever?
Never. I don't smoke weed, but I know a thing people say is like dream blunt rotation. Chris Fleming and the television psychic Chris Fleming.
Dream mojito rotation.
Exactly.
It's Chris Fleming times two. Yeah.
That is iconic. I actually really like him because he's on this show that I watch called Help! My House is Haunted. And a ton of TV shows. And he's great. Now,
yeah, he's so good.
I'm not going to lie. I thought that's who we had booked today. So
I know. I could see it in your eyes when it popped up.
So that's all I've prepared. So I hope it's okay. I'm just going to continue with everything I've prepared.
Oh, that's totally cool. I'm just going to paint my nails.
When did you know you were a psychic is my first question. I'm sorry. That's all I have prepared.
Yeah.
I do have something prepared, Chris Fleming.
Kindergarten is the answer to that question.
Thank you. Chris Fleming, the psychic related. I do have an article I found.
Okay.
About your friend. This might be uncomfortable because I know he's your friend. I'm a fan of his.
Oh no, is he being dragged?
No, not actually. No, it's actually just like kind of a weird, funny story, I guess. It says psychic. This is from dailyrecord.co.uk. It says psychic Chris Fleming claims that a ghost violated him.
Yeah.
On Haunted Scott's prison visit. So he was.
Yeah.
He. Do you know about this?
I do know about this. Yeah.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing.
No, it's fine. It's fine. He shared something that I saw that. We never talked about it or anything. I just saw him say that he was violated by a ghost.
Listen, I'm not trying to laugh at a very serious thing, but
yes,
I just have never heard anything like this. So he was at this jail, and he was in a room where they would do medical exams on the prisoners. And he felt like somebody was giving him a prostate exam.
Oh, my God. So it was a ghost doctor. So it wasn't a malicious thing. It was just like the ghost doctor was like, next.
Yeah.
And then
it says, This is his quote. We were in the room listening to a guide telling their story. And when all of a sudden I had this feeling that I can only equate to what it feels like for a man to get a prostate exam. You see a doctor who puts a glove on and does the exam. That's exactly what this felt like. There are times when people have been sexually violated by demonic entities that obviously popped into my head. I'm not saying that that's what this was. It wasn't. I think it was more to do with the prisoners, what they went through when they were there having these medical exams.
So ghosts can go through pants, I guess.
Yeah, I get, you know, some can walk through walls and stuff.
Right. So so a little denim isn't going to keep a good ghost back.
I guess not. So
yeah, so he was with a group and this happened.
Yeah, he said the guide ended up telling us that they used to do tests like that, proctology exams in that room, which I hadn't known. The question is whether the spirit was actually doing that to me or if it was residual energy I was picking up from what happened there.
Okay, yeah, yeah. When you first said residual energy, I thought you meant like residual, like had he recently had a colonoscopy, you know, maybe, you know, like a phantom pain of a recent colonoscopy.
Oh, interesting.
The wild thing about, like, I'm a massive believer in ghosts, but I'm not like a viewer of these shows. When I met him, though, I was like, oh, this is a genuine, this reads very genuine to me.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like a snake oil salesman. This seems like someone very much, very much experiencing this and just has, you know, a kind of more transparent boundary, I guess, to the spirit world than I do.
I believe him. I really
Me too.
Do. He's on lot of different TV shows. Some of the other shows that this guy has been on is Dead Famous, Psychic Kids, and a bunch of different, like, Haunted Scotland. Like, he's constantly...
I get fan mail for the, you know...
Stop! Like, do you open it?
Not snail mail, but, like, fan messages. But then I have to give them to him. Yeah.
So, tell me your thoughts on ghosts. You say you're a big believer.
Oh, big time. Yeah, no, I've been so afraid my whole life. When I was young, especially, I was like the kid sprinting into my, every time the lights would go out, I would sprint down the hallway into my parents' bedroom, you know, just, I still to this day, I'm a shower curtain puller and, you know, to see what's in there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like if it's shut and you go in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always pulling it back.
Totally.
I'm always pulling that shower curtain back. I'm always expecting, well, either a ghost or like even worse. No, a ghost is worst case scenario. Second worst case scenario is like the guy from The Sixth Sense.
Bruce Willis?
It's like a guy in his tidy whities in the beginning of The Sixth Sense in the show. It's a worst case scenario. It's how The Sixth, you remember that? That's like the most horrifying part of The Sixth Sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm a big, big believer in ghosts.
Where do you think that comes from? Like, why did you always have that fear?
It might be Catholicism.
Ding, ding, ding. We need like Pee-wee's Playhouse, like when you say the magic word or whatever, because
a bucket of water falls on me. Yeah.
That always, a bucket of holy water comes out.
Pig slop falls on me. Yeah. Holy water. Yeah.
Constantly, that word comes up on this podcast. It's the Catholicism. That's what did it for me.
Oh, that's how you got hooked?
I think so.
But my family isn't. I might just be more cowardly, you know, than the rest of my family. But like, I don't think this is an affliction that most of my immediate family has. I've just never. I'm sure of it. Like I'm sure of aliens. I'm sure of ghosts. And I'm sure of all of it. I think it's a certainty.
Have you had experiences?
No. It's like it's the same thing with cocaine. You know, like no one invites me. The ghosts don't want anything to do with me, but I know they're there. And people that do cocaine, they never invite me to do cocaine, but I know they're doing it sometimes. You know, it's that kind of a thing. Have you ever been invited to do cocaine with people?
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I'm 8.5 years sober. The problem was I got too many invites.
What is the vibe that you give off? That's like where that's like, oh yeah, yeah, like let's bring them in the bathroom.
Oh, that's interesting. Because you know,
I've never been aware till after the fact. I'm like, that was coke. Okay.
Oh, that's totally a thing where you're like, wait, this whole time? And now I'm so far out of drugs or alcohol that I don't even think about it. And sometimes I'm like, God, that person was so annoying. They wouldn't stop talking. And then someone's mm-hmm. like, they were doing coke the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that you bring up like the vibe, because I think that vibes are a part of this conversation. Like mm-hmm. the vibe that you give off that attracts things to you. Like that's one of these things where you can't physically see something, but it's like it's an energy totally. Coming off of something. Like it is paranormal
totally.
Along this conversation, I think.
Yeah.
And I used to have a cocaine vibe and now I don't.
So do you have a ghost vibe?
You know, I don't know. I really don't. I'm very skeptical of the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's all 100% possible. I think anything is possible. I just don't think everything is a ghost.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I don't think everything's a ghost.
I want to.
Yeah.
But I don't always think that that's the case. So
I think ghosts know that I would freak out too much if they came at me.
Well, that's nice of them. Because if I was a ghost, I'd be like, watch this. This can be fun.
Yeah. He can't take it. So let's give it to him. Yeah. I mean, I would go full catatonic.
But didn't you tell me that you had like a sleep paralysis situation?
Yeah. Yeah. I did. I mean, it slowed down in recent years. But I used to be like a nightly sleepwalker.
That's so scary.
Yeah. I know. My dad does it every night. He like screams the top of his lungs. Like he has like more geopolitical based night terrors where like he's like at war with some nation, you know, like he's like on the front line and like he's every single night.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
just clearly just like unchecked anxiety. And when I acknowledge that I have anxiety, the sleepwalking kind of diminished.
Uh-huh.
It no longer became like a, because I think it's just a way for it to, you know, that for it to squeak out at night. Yeah, no, I had one sleep paralysis situation and when I was like probably pre-kindergarten, pre-K. And it was
when you became a psychic.
When I was right around then, I became a psychic. And it's have you had sleep paralysis?
No. And
no.
I'm terrified.
I have not since. And it's so strange. It exists as like a memory for me. Like it's not. In the dream space, it's like, oh, yeah, that's just something that went down. But it was the strangest. So it's like, you want to hear about it?
Yes, give it to us.
It was me on my family room couch. I was super young. And this is pre-kindergarten. And my mom was doing laundry right behind me. And I was watching, I want to say, Eureka's Castle.
Mm.
And Eureka's Castle went, it went like fuzzy, you know. And I started getting like security camera footage, but from space. So it's like it's like these aliens, right? And it's like these. It would cut to different cameras, and this is before I'd seen any sci-fi or anything. So this is just like maybe the collective unconscious. Maybe I don't know.
Aliens, keep going.
And so I'm seeing these like aliens, and they're walking slowly. Closer and closer, and it's like these cloaked things with like these little red eyes in the center of their faces, and they're walking like closer and closer to camera very slowly, and it keeps like cutting to different like parts of whatever this planet is, which it just looks like kind of like a abandoned like Home Depot, right? I'm so scared that they're just coming closer, and I can't remember if they actually come out of the TV. I don't think they even do. But just them approaching me is, to this day, like, one of the most terrifying things. And I can't move, can't speak. And, like, it was different from those nightmares where you can't move, can't speak. It's just like a, it feels experiential, like an experience where I couldn't move or speak. And, yeah, that was it. And then that was it. I just go, and my mom's behind me doing laundry the whole time.
Do you think you were abducted by aliens?
No, I don't. I don't. I do think it was sleep paralysis because I've read about, I mean, who knows? People say the same thing, that it's like, this happened. Like, and I would tell you, like, this was not a dream. This was an experience. And so maybe, I don't know.
Thing I always say about sleep paralysis, I think both things can be true, that it could be some kind of thing that happens to the human body, but it could also be a paranormal, some people think demon visits, alien visits, I don't know, but I think both could happen at the same time.
Oh, God, you think it may have been a demon visit? Yeah, like, I mean, what a perfect to interact with a child, you know, if you're going, like, if you're going to do it.
I mean, that's so demonic.
Because they're not going to, you know, I don't think I had the words to really explain what went down.
Wow. You should go to a hypnotist and have them.
I have, but I've never, but that's never come up. Yeah.
Wow.
My friend, my friend was a hypnotherapist for a while. He was really good. But yeah.
I mean, that is a scary story.
It was so scary. It was so freaking scary. It was crazy. It's like when you're like four, maybe three or four. I didn't start talking until I was three either. So like I had like six words to my name, you know.
Well, you reminded me of some trauma that I have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to do that.
No, it's okay. When I was young,
yeah,
I was a fan of Eureka's Castle, this TV show.
Oh. Yeah.
If anyone doesn't know, it was like puppets. It took place in a castle. I don't remember.
Well, so few things that are not Jim Henson puppets
yeah.
are ever made. And so to see puppets that aren't Jim Henson is one of the most media thrilling experiences I've had.
Well, cut to me in Universal Studios, Florida on vacation.
Mm. Uh-oh.
They say, oh, we're going to show you where they make Eureka's Castle. And so I peek in and I see Eureka with her head hanging off.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And they're like, there's like a soldering iron. There's a guy with guys with welding helmets on. And yeah, yeah, that you don't want to see. You don't want to see how that sausage is made when you're a child.
No. I saw how Eureka's sausage was made and it really messed me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to meet at least another supporter of Eureka. And there's not a lot of us out there. did you continue to be a supporter even after you saw that?
I think I did, but I never looked at her the same again.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that there was a man with his hand under her dress the whole time after that. I didn't know that before.
There was definitely a man. The dragon was definitely just a guy. A guy walking, right? That thing was like at least six or 7 feet tall.
Probably.
Magellan. Great character.
Speaking of dragon-like creatures,
yep.
I did a little bit of research, and I want to tell you about a cryptid creature. How do you feel about these cryptids?
Oh, love them. Love them.
Do you have a favorite cryptid?
Is the Haunted Horseman considered a cryptid?
Oh, interesting.
The Headless Horseman.
No,
sorry.
That's more of a ghost story, I would
that's
think.
More of a ghost story. I mean, I guess cryptids, what, like Bigfoot and all that stuff. I don't know enough. I just love when they're all lanky, when they're moving fast.
Right, right. Well,
I like an urban cryptid, like someone that you see on like the roof of a skyscraper in Cleveland. You know, that's the most that's the most fun when there's like a cryptid on top of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's something I can get behind.
Has that happened?
No, I don't think yet, but there are urban cryptids. I do know that.
Okay.
And I assume that's what it means.
Yeah, you'll hear sometimes about, like, these creatures that live under the city and...
A guy working at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
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 If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, honey. And June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens. And don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out. You never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android. Well, here's one that comes from the South. And I mean, if you didn't believe in cryptids before, this one will do it for you. This is the story of the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp.
Yep. Lay it on me.
Okay. So most of my research comes from discoversouthcarolina.com and also southcarolinapublicradio.org.
Yeah. So, you mean most of your research in general comes from...
everything.
Yeah. Mine too.
So this story, it took place just outside of Bishopville, South Carolina, mm-hmm. in an area called Browntown.
Come on.
Have you ever gone down to Browntown, Chris?
Did middle schoolers name this town? All right, we'll give you one name, like a middle school does well. Okay, you did well on your test. You can name one town.
Browntown! It's right, not even like, I don't know if they say it like Brownton or something, but it's spelled.
I'm sure they do.
Browntown. I'm sure they do. One word.
I'm sure they, yeah, yeah.
So I think I've been to Browntown. I'm not sure.
I mean, it's 2023. I hope you've been to Browntown.
At least once in your life. You got to go to Browntown. So in 1987, from my research, the first known sighting was by a cyclist who was out getting some exercise, and they pulled over to a natural well to have a drink of water and smoke a cigarette. Mm. And they look up and they see a large humanoid figure across the street.
Mm-hmm.
But probably like the most famous sighting.
It could just be a mix of like doing something so good for your body and then something so bad for your body that it just kind of creates, like drinking from a natural spring and then smoking, hitting the ciggy.
Some kind of hallucination.
It's going to make you see a crypt. It's going to make you see like a guy made out of radishes kind of running.
Yeah.
In like an Aeropostale hat, sprinting down the street at 45 miles per hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't trust biking, bikers. I don't trust
cyclists.
Cyclists. I'm like, that is one thing where I understand like the grumpy old man thing of like
get out of the street, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
But I mean, they're helping the environment unless they're smoking.
They're helping the environment. Yeah, unless they're smoking. Okay. What's the other Browntown sighting?
Oh, this other one. This was the early hours of June 29th, 1988.
Ooh.
A 17-year-old boy named Christopher Davis was driving home from work.
Beautiful name.
Near Scape or Swamp when he blows a tire.
Mm.
He goes out to fix it and he hears someone running toward him. He sees a creature with red eyes, scaly skin, long black claws with three fingers around 7 feet tall that appeared wet.
Yes!
He jumps into his car for safety. And the lizard man attacks his car, ripping off the mirror and tearing up the roof.
Oh.
Now, honestly, I think he just fucked up his car and needed a good story. Or he got caught cheating and he was dating a young Carrie Underwood and she dug the key into the side. And
took the bat to the right.
But to give it a little bit more validity, he did do a sketch that he presented, I believe, to police.
Mm-hmm.
And Jiha, could you throw up this sketch for anybody listening? You can I'll post this on our Instagram at Ghosted by Roz. There it is. This is the photo.
Yeah, that's a. I was buying it until I saw the sketch. Now, he might just be a horrible artist. But, yeah, if you gave me 10 seconds to, like, bullshit a cryptid, this is what I would do. Well, that's another thing is, like, you know, it's like movies with aliens. Like, why can't an alien just be, like, a cube once in a while? Like, why does it always just look like... like that. Like,
because it's what they really look like.
No, you're right. Okay, so that makes me more...
I think it helps the case that they always look the same.
That is a really good point.
Now, this picture, it looks kind of like an alien. He forgot to draw the feet.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a great drawing.
Maybe he didn't see the feet. He probably didn't see the feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I don't really... Unless he's a foot guy, he's not going to be, you know, glancing at those dogs, right?
Those dogs.
Right? He's going to be looking more at the claws and more at, you know, the scales. And you know what sold it for me? The fact that it was wet. Because unless this guy was like a creative writing major, you know, at like UDubs or something, like he's not going to come up with that. He's not going to be thrown around wet. This is just a civilian in Brown Town. So I completely... And the fact that his car was, you say it was scratched up?
Yeah, it was legitimately, like, it looked like it was trying to get into the roof of the car, like, smashing it in.
So unless he went driving through the briar patch, you know, I believe that this, wait, what does it say underneath? The pie?
It says, the picture of what
attacks Christopher
Davis, and then Christopher Davis signed it.
And then he signs it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful signature.
It's really a great piece here.
Yeah.
So, you know, he also could have maybe flipped his car, and that's why the ceiling or like the roof was...
Looked like a lizard had gotten to it.
But, okay, so anyway.
So a cryptid, the difference between a cryptid and a ghost is cryptids are on our, like, they're like matter, right? That they're like, you could hold on to a cryptid. You could share a bed with a cryptid.
You could, but nobody ever has.
Grimace is a cryptid. And
Grimace is a great cryptid, yes.
The rest of the gang are paranormal.
Although Grimace has been captured on film many times, and most of these have not.
Okay. Well, right.
But listen, because I am somebody with a very open mind, mm-hmm. I do like to entertain the thought that these magical creatures are not just like animals that haven't been discovered.
Yeah.
They can go invisible like a ghost, or they can teleport to another planet. I don't know.
They have like incredible vertical leap where you don't even have to run. Like you could just...
Whatever it is very superhuman and beyond our comprehension.
Some of my fan base has described me as a cryptid.
Okay, so back to the story.
To cryptids.
2 weeks after the incident with Christopher, a report of a car parked at a home had its fender ripped off.
Here we go.
It looked like it was chewed off.
Here we go.
The antenna was bent. Remember antennas on cars?
Yeah.
There were deep scratches in the car, and the mm-hmm. chrome trim also appeared to be chewed off.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicious.
Oh, completely. So this is a car scratch encrypted.
And chewing. I mean, I don't really know what its motivations are. Maybe it eats cars. Like, I honestly don't know.
He or she is a car eater.
Well— That's the thing. They do call it the Lizard Man, and I know it was a different time, but couldn't he have stopped and asked the pronouns?
Honestly, the behavior is pretty male, what you're describing, I think. Eating a fender.
That's one of the most masculine things I've ever heard, actually.
Me too, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's very, very, very mask.
So I
understand the assumption.
That same summer, there was many calls that were made of cars being attacked. And police apparently made a plaster mold of a three-toed footprint.
Okay.
And then the summer ended and it was done. That was it. And over the years, there was a few little reports here and there. But then in 2015, a woman took a photo that she claimed was the Lizard Man.
Here we go.
On her way home from church on her cell phone. Jiha, can you pull up this picture? This will also be on our Instagram under episode stuff, which is a story highlight on the page. There it is. This woman, Sarah, believes that she had captured the Lizard Man of, what is it, swamp snake? What's it called?
I went to a Halloween party and there was a nice older gay couple there that just moved to town from Houston, and one of them was wearing this. I'm telling you, this is exactly the costume that this man was wearing at this Halloween party. Yeah. Just like a ripped sleestack.
Well, maybe it's a thing he does. Maybe he was in Browntown. Maybe this older gay man was he older or did I just make that part up?
No, yeah, he was. Yeah. This is so funny, this picture. This is like, cuz there's no way in hell that this cryptid is moving through the world not being perfectly photographed and felt. Like, this is so, this lizard is completely yoked.
Oh my God, it is so buff.
He's so buff that he has no flexibility in his neck. So his face is pointing forward at all times. He can barely move his upper body. There's no way this guy is escaping any camera in the modern age.
He looks like he would eat chrome fenders.
See, that's true. He does look like he subsists off of Mazda fenders and Honda Accords. It does look like he needs that.
Yeah. So, and anyone that's just listening, it's basically just a very buff looking. I mean, it looks like it's from like a 90s
Land of the Lost
Power Rangers or yeah like
exactly.
Some kind of man in a suit situation. Or was it real? I don't know.
Well, this is certainly like you could rent this costume from a party city in the Midwest. You know, this is like it. But why would they have it? Why would this costume exist? I guess it's.
But what is strange is that a day earlier, there was a man that also reported seeing what looked like an alligator with a short nose and long legs scampering in the area.
This would be a good opportunity to make like that was my ex-wife kind of a joke, you know? Oh, was my ex-wife in town?
Sounds like my mother-in-law.
Yeah. I don't want to do that, but it sounds, I wish
well, sometimes
so, like,
you
third,
just have to. It's just part of the rules.
A third person could do that. Isn't this interesting about, like, this is funny. This image is funny because the lizard is jacked. Why is it scarier if something is skinny? Like, why? This lizard could do more damage than a skinny, like more physical harm, most likely, than a skinny thing. But a skinny thing does more psychological, creates more a climate of fear for me. What's that all about?
Oh, isn't that interesting? Maybe because it's closer to a skeleton and skeletons are scary.
Mm-hmm. And maybe now, like in the modern age, like very few of us have we're not really afraid of predators, you know, like the size of something doesn't really. I mean, like a T-Rex or something. When I say predator, I don't mean like, of course, there's predators, but I mean like a vicious something large that could do damage. It's almost like something skinny, like getting in your chimney or something, is almost worse. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's like There's something just so creepy about, like, a slender man or something.
Yeah, right, right, right. What is
that? Because it seems like it has powers or something. And this just looks like some, like, super buff, aggro-looking guy. Like, oh, shut up. Like
maybe it's right. Like, this guy would, he would find a community, you know? Maybe there's something scarier about, like, a giant, skinny thing in the woods. Like, what's he up to? Like, this guy's going to go to the Equinox and exchange numbers on day one with some guys.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
The skinny one who's 7 foot tall in the woods, that's going to be maybe a longer journey to socialize. So that's kind of scarier.
Yeah.
What's he up to?
Yeah. What are you doing out there? It's like a weird emo teenager.
Exactly.
I get that. Well, okay.
So the lizard man of swamp, of what's it? The lizard
of scape
man.
Scape or swamp.
Scape or swamp.
Yeah. From Brown Town. Okay. We do a segment here.
I love that.
On the show where I like to look up dolls that are currently being sold on eBay.
Great.
That are allegedly haunted. Okay, it's time for a segment I like to call The Dolls Are Living.
Does that make them cheaper or more expensive?
Well, listen, I've seen thousands in my day. And to me personally, when they're cheaper, it seems more legit. But I don't know. I've seen them for literally $50,000. I've seen them for $1. So they really run the whole gamut. But
if it's haunted by a nuisance, you know, that's going to be the dollar. If it's haunted by
you would think
FDR. Okay.
FDR. You would think, yes.
Yeah.
There is, which reminds me, I forget if we've ever talked about this on the TV show or on the podcast. There is a TV commercial from the 80s that's one of those, like, 1-800 psychic commercials.
Oh, sure.
And it's to find out what celebrity is in your pet.
Miss Cleo.
No, this is, like, pre-Miss Cleo.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's specifically to find out what celebrities are in your pets.
Because as we know, every pet is a composite of different celebrities.
Yeah, it's like which historical figure is inside of your pet as a ghost. Which
Genghis
I
Khan.
Want that job so bad.
Every chihuahua is Genghis Khan, obviously.
I would look at someone's ferret and be like, Lizzie Borden. All right, next.
Yeah. I'm afraid I'd see Eisenhower in every animal. You know, that's just, and then they'd be like, oh, don't go to Chris. He just thinks everyone's he just sees Eisenhower.
Well, I still get paid either way. It's the easiest
job. He just
puts,
he just says Ike. Ike is on every one of them. Okay.
Okay. So this haunted doll is not no famous historic figures that we know of.
Okay.
Jihad, can you pull up this doll for us, please? Meet Corey.
Oh, hi, Corey.
Corey has sort of a clown costume on and is like an anthropomorphic cat.
Yes.
Doll.
If Cats was this, it would have been a box office success. It actually would have survived. People would have broken quarantine to see this, you know?
Seriously, Circus Cats. They really missed out.
This is so good.
Now, Corey is very popular. Corey has got 16 bids and $41 is currently what we're at right now. So there's people.
That seems fair.
These people are interested in Corey, but they don't want to spend too much money. So I think there's a lot of $35. How about $36? How about $37? Whatever. These people, they're going crazy for Corey.
Corey is definitely haunted by a guy that just wants to hang out all the time. You know, that's a guy that's going to want to watch a movie with you and watch and laugh while looking at you directly.
What's interesting...
To make you laugh.
Interesting that you say this, because Corey comes with a biography.
Mm.
It's kind of a long one. I don't have time for all of this, but...
I got time.
Okay, it says, meet Corey. He came in my possession when a friend of mine who started collecting haunted vessel items, she got Corey actually from a Goodwill. Mm-hmm. She would tell me all about Corey and the stuff that he would do, and she couldn't handle him anymore. And I told her, I have never come across a vessel that I could not tolerate.
Oh my God.
Well, I guess this was the first one. Whoever gets Corey has to be someone who can tolerate his obnoxious self.
Oh my God.
Corey loves to cuss you out. You could say he has a very potty mouth.
Wait, wait. So Corey's just talking?
I guess so. Corey's a unique vessel. Not only does he get my other vessels going.
Oh my God.
But some nights he just won't stop.
Get my other vessels going.
Pretty much.
Got my other vessels going.
That just doesn't sound like what I think this person means to say.
No, it sounds like a Rolling Stones song.
Let me tell you a little bit about Corey.
So Corey, you walk by Corey, and Corey's just like, fuck you.
I think so, you stupid fucking bitch.
You suck. What are you even doing?
So let me tell you a little bit about Corey. He knows how to leave his vessel and move into other things.
Why are people going to buy this?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. First of all, how can you sell this? Because, why wouldn't Corey get out of the vessel before you sell it and stay and be inside of a Kleenex box or something?
How can, on proof of purchase, how do you know Corey's in there?
Exactly. You better keep your receipt.
You need to scan to make sure. There needs to be some kind of test to make sure Corey's in there before. You're right, because you could just be buying Corey's vessel.
I think my suggestion would be when Corey arrives, start cussing it out and see if you get any replies.
Yes. Yeah. Otherwise, Corey's probably in a parking meter outside the original house, you know, the real Corey. You know, if Corey's just taking different vessels.
It says he knows how to actually leave your house and likes to make visits to your neighbors. If you have alcohol in your house, I suggest you keep it under lock and key. You always will know when Corey has gotten into your liquor cabinet.
Corey's a boozer?
You will know because your house will smell like alcohol, and believe it or not, if you pass by him, he will have a shitty-looking grin on his face. When I first got Corey, even after everything my friend told me about him, he was very calm. Some of the stuff...
Corey looks sober to me.
He did, yes, I think when this picture was taken, but, you know, that was before he got into the liquor cabinet.
Okay.
So it says, I would hear, I would hear a cat meowing, scratching on the walls, and I would find loose hair on the floor. I didn't think anything of it at first. I treated Corey like he was a haunted vessel cat doll. Okay, yeah, well, sure, it seems normal.
Yeah, it seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think he was a cat.
That's how I would treat Corey, too.
You would think he was a cat until one night, out of the blue, he was sitting on my shelf, and I saw a shadow behind him on the wall, as clear as day. It was a man, silhouette. I tried to ask Corey, why did he pick this vessel? And he never said nothing. Corey is very active at night. There has been many times where he would leave our home.
I love that this is the pitch to buy Corey.
There's so much more to it.
Buy him. He's very active at night.
I can't read all of this. It's too much. And there's a lot of punctuation and spelling errors here, but
so there's 16 at least 16 people that are interested. After reading this, they're saying sign me up for this.
Oh, there's people that are like, I like a cocktail and I got a potty mouth, give me Corey. One thing I will say in here, it says he likes to open lights, and when you watch TV, to flicker the lights on and off. He makes your TV go out every now and then, and then your cell phones can ring in the middle of the night. When you answer it, you hear a laugh.
Oh my God. So he has Verizon access. I do not want this in my life. I feel like I'm even too close to Corey right now. Like, we're having a laugh about Corey. If I get a call in the middle of the night, I am going to be so
he drunk dials
out.
You.
Yeah, Corey's gonna. Actually, I think I did do a couple shows with Corey at the Elysian once. now that I'm looking at him, yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's the oldest of old comedians.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't even use the mic.
Oh no, he doesn't need it.
No.
Okay. Let's do another thing we do every week on this show. You want to hear some ghost voices?
Yes.
Okay. It's time for EVPs or EV Please. Have you ever heard the term EVP?
No. What's an EVP?
This is one of these things that the other Chris Fleming, who I thought we were booking, would know all about. This is electronic voice
phenomena.
He'd be
insulted by that question. He'd be enraged.
Yeah. Yeah, he would.
Okay, electronic voice.
Phenomena. So essentially, this is something very popular on these ghost hunting shows. And it's basically anytime somebody captures a ghost speaking.
Is Grimes an EVP?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, okay. Grimes is an EVP.
Yeah, Grimes, I would say, classifies as...
It's like an EVP that took the body of a Canadian the way that Corey is now occupying a cat vessel, a cat in a clown suit. Also, if Corey's a man, just like a ghost man, think about how demented he is if he sees a cat doll wearing a clown suit and goes, this will be my home.
Oh, hell yeah. It just sees this it. It's like, yep, that's me.
Yep. You see anything in the world, but then that is The Rock.
I just got an update from TMZ. Elon Musk is engaged to Corey, the cat doll. It's his new wife.
Oh my God. And the name of the baby is just a cell phone call in the middle of the night cackling. It's just, fuck you. I'm Corey. Fuck you. Wake up.
So here's some ghost voices for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This first one. Actually, both of these come from the same source, which is Worsley Paranormal Group. They are in the UK, and they posted a video with a couple of different EVPs. I think they're good. And
I don't think British people have time to lie. So I really, if they're British, I believe it.
I do too, especially when it comes to ghost stuff, because the ghosts are so old there. Ghosts have been a part of that culture for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I trust them. But this was taken at the John Rylands Library in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
What is this ghost saying? Could you hear it?
Yeah, can you play one more time? That's a ghost? Oh, God. So that's like what? Like, I just got a little shoulder shake.
I mean, just think about this. They're recording, no one's talking, and then they play it back, and they hear, Destiny. I'm going to play it again.
Is she saying, like, trust something? Trust? Try singing? Is that what you said?
Totally. Try singing.
Try singing.
Well, that's not what Worsley Paranormal Group on YouTube believes. I'm going to give you four options here. One of these is the answer that they believe.
Okay.
Is it A, Trebian?
Oh, God, a French. Like a, that sounds like a French 101 student. Okay.
Totally. Okay. Ninth grade French. Mm-hmm. Is it B, Tracy Ann? Tracy Ann. I don't know. Maybe it's a ghost. Yeah. It's a great name. Yeah. I love the name Tracy.
Tracy Ann. That would be like a Southern American ghost, though, right? Tracy Ann. That's not really
British.
Yeah,
that is kind of. It is. Yeah. Maybe Tracy Ann is from Browntown. Yeah. Is it C? Try me, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Try me, yeah. I heard try me, yeah. Absolutely.
Wait, one
try
more.
Me, yeah.
Is it D? Okay. Tresemme. Maybe they like Tresemme. Ooh la la.
Could be Tresemme.
Okay, let's hear it again. You think that it's try me, yeah?
Yeah.
They believe it is Tracy Ann. Let me play it again now that we know that.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear a Southern twang now. Yeah. So it sounds like a Southern. Yeah. That kind of like a. Do you hear that? Like a Southern ghost?
Yeah. Like a Southern girl was on vacation in England studying abroad.
Oh my God.
At the library and a book fell on her. And now she's stuck.
Are just the average American Southerner just seeing all those books died instantly. Just the idea of like, oh, this is too much knowledge. I'm too ignorant for this. Just being in, yeah, their brain just completely aneurysmed. Yeah, no, I buy that. Tracy Ann.
Nice to meet you. Well, bless your heart.
How old do you think Tracy Ann is? Like 19, 20?
I would say probably 19.
That sounds like a college kid.
Yeah.
Tracy Ann.
I'm Tracy Ann.
That is so creepy. Oof.
Here's another creepy one. I got one more for you.
I'm so creeped out by that. Oh, yeah. Good, good. I like being creeped.
This is from the same group, and this is at a place called Melody Pop in Bolton. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a dance studio or something. I don't know. I was trying to Google.
At a Panera. this is from a Chili's to go. Yeah. This is the Chili's where you park to pick up the food. Okay. All right.
You know what? Sometimes I hear stories about places like that being haunted. Why not?
Totally.
Why not? Okay. What is this ghost saying? Okay, there's some beeps going on.
I can't handle that.
I think that's the fry machine at Chili's frantic. Is going off and you can hear the beeps a couple of times.
Oh, that is so scary because that sounds like an evil ghost. Tracy Ann at least is just like,
hi. How y'all doing?
That sounds like, play it back again. Did I hear tits? A guy saying tits?
Show me your tits. I kind of hear tits in there as well.
I think he's complimenting tits.
Wait, let's play it again. Oh, yeah. Something about...
Or no, I heard like, no, not the tits.
I think it's...
What do you like most about her, Greg? No. He's like an old progressive. No, telling his friends, no, it's not about the tits. It's about the mind. It's her wit.
You know,
I love her
that
wit.
That might be what it is. I have some other options, but I like this. I like this ghost because all you hear about is ghosts sticking their fingers up people's butts and, you know, these
That's
days.
All you hear about now.
Yeah.
All you hear about is just ghost proctologists. Yeah.
Yeah. And to hear a ghost talk like that, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, me too.
So that is not what they believe.
Okay.
Did they think it was A, hello, I'm in debt because I'm bad.
He said, I'm in bed because I'm bad?
I'm in debt because I'm bad. They just can't stop spending. Can't budget properly.
Oh, my God. I'm in debt because I'm bad. Oh, my God. It's like a red light district. Like with a financial kink. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Or it's like me when I get on eBay late at night looking at these damn haunted dolls. And I'm just like, I need to get my life together and I need to stop. I don't spend money on haunted dolls, but I, yeah. Oh my God, the stuff that I will look at and I'm like, now I'm in debt because I'm bad.
But there's like a financial kink to that. Like the ghost saying that I'm in debt because I'm bad. Oh my God, that's so creepy. Okay. What's the next?
Is it B? Hello, isn't that Elizabeth? Is it C? Hello, I'm a dead listener.
Oh!
Or is it D? Hello, am I Ted Lasso? Okay, it's one of those. I'm going to play it again.
I'm afraid it might be the Ted Lasso.
They believe it is C. Hello, I'm a dead listener.
I'm a dead listener.
Okay, now let's
listen. Oh, God, that is so scary. I'm a dead listener.
Here we go. I mean,
yeah, he like cuts out on the L, but like, yeah, I could totally see that. I mean, are ghosts that reductive about themselves, you know?
You know, it's always a question. Like, do they know they're dead? I think some do. Do they still like tits?
It's like pretty on the nose thing to be like, I'm a dead listener. That is so scary.
Well, let me tell you, speaking of tits.
Yeah.
I was at a haunted strip club in Las Vegas on the TV show I'm on called Living for the Dead on Hulu in America. Disney Plus all around the world.
Wait, Rod, do you have a... Okay, I need to see this TV show. I'm sorry, I'm so behind the times. I need to see this show.
It's okay. But
that's so cool.
You should totally check it out. But we went to this haunted strip club, mm-hmm. and at one point we were asking the ghosts, like... I think we were asking, like, what do you like? And we heard through a machine, tats. And then it later, like, a couple of seconds later, was like, ass. And I swear to God, this ghost at the haunted strip club loved tits and ass.
It's like, what else is there, though? You know, like that. That's not, if you're going to ask a ghost at a strip club, how much more creative can they get? You know?
It's all they see all day. So, yeah. It's sort of like when you, like Jan Brady, like George Glass, like she's like looking around and sees a glass. It's like the same thing. Ghost, yeah. What do you like?
Yeah.
Tits?
The usual suspects, glass? But it's just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably doesn't like any of it, is what that answer actually tells me.
Yeah.
If he had said, like, honestly, right now, I've been here so long, belly buttons are kind of doing it for me. Like, that's a ghost where
you
I'm
ever
like,
look at an elbow? Like, if you just look at it, the way it moves. Yeah.
And it's called a weenus for a reason. I mean, you're not gonna throw a filthy name like that on something that's not erogenous. That's gonna be a new Cosmo discovery. The weenus was correctly named, and it is erogenous. I mean, the funny bone. If you hit the funny bone, that ain't right. So something's in the weenus.
You've been hitting the funny bone all hour long. We need to wrap this one up, but this has been great. Okay. Let's just do one thing real quick. Just to get to know you a bit better.
Can we bring out Kristen Stewart, please?
What's that?
Please bring out Kristen Stewart.
Unfortunately.
I love Kristen Stewart so
much.
I do
too. She's so cool.
Kristen Stewart in Adventureland. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Where
Jesse Eisenberg gets topless in that, and it feels like they should have censored his top. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Okay, just to get to know you a bit.
Okay.
We're going to do a quick little rapid fire. Let's see if a story comes up, a thought comes up, whatever, about different paranormal things.
Great.
What do you think about Ouija boards?
Oh, see, the Catholic in me terrified. I'm too afraid. I would never... like, when I saw The Witch for the first time, that movie, I was on the wrong side. Like, it was only through conversation that I found out that people are actually happy that she joined the witches in the end and left her puritanical family. Like, you know, like I could never engage with something devilish like that. I would feel too afraid of losing God's goodwill.
Well, okay. So going along with that, like witchcraft, is that how you feel? I mean, are you...
I am so pro whatever people do in that realm, but I am so afraid of it. I'm so afraid. I so believe in the power of, I don't know if you call, can we say the divine femininity? Would you call that witchcraft?
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, I so believe in that. And again, exactly the same thing as just not being invited to Coke, you know, to do Coke. It's like, no, that's not true. I have actually been invited to some witchy things. That is not true. Witches have been actually pretty welcoming of me. But again, the Catholic in me is very afraid of losing the big guys. big guys. Favor.
But I mean, yes. Okay. I understand why stuff like that seems scary to certain people, like based on your upbringing or whatever. But there's so many similarities the more you get to know it. And
absolutely.
And I think all things can be used for good or bad. And
well, and what's the quote about witches? A witch is just someone who pays attention, you know? And I feel like maybe it's the same thing with paranormal. Like if you strip down all the stupid learned stuff and just try to let your intuition kind of bleed out more, then maybe that's a step towards whatever this is. In that sense, I don't see that as interfering with them. Any kind of Catholic.
I think God would still let you
still
in.
Still be chill. He'd still be chill with me.
Yeah, he'll let you in. Don't worry. What do you think of psychics, Chris Fleming?
Oh, so afraid. So afraid of psychics.
I mean, do you believe that there's such a thing or that it's real? And
yes.
Have you been to a psychic?
No.
Why not?
I'm too afraid. I'm so impressionable that like something like if they said something, clearly there's bad ones. Like my friend went to one and the psychic told she was so blown away because the psychic told her that her cat wanted wet food, and it's like all cats want wet food, you know. It's like the easiest. I'm just too afraid. Do you frequent psychics?
Constantly.
Yeah. What have you have they changed the course of your life?
I mean, I swear to God, I've had times in my life where I'm like, I have a psychic problem. Mm. I need to examine this. I keep going to psychics.
How often?
Nowadays, I become friends with a lot of psychics. And I sometimes do this shitty thing that is not okay to do, but whatever, where it's just like if you have a friend that's a massage therapist or a doctor or whatever, where you're at a party and you're like, hey, you know, I got to ask you something. You know, they're bringing up the work thing or whatever.
Right. What's this?
Well, sometimes with my psychic friends, I go, listen, I know you charge a lot of money for your readings. I charge people for laughter. And I've been hanging out with you a lot, and I can't help but to notice that you're laughing a lot.
I've been noticing some giggles coming from
noticed.
You.
I've noticed. So I've been working for free for
That's
you.
That's such a good fucking point. Wow.
So I'm wondering if you could talk to my dead grandma for me right now and find out if I should buy this car. I think it's a fair trade. Honestly.
Was your grandma an auto mechanic?
She was.
Yeah.
She was, yeah. So should I ask her if this is a good deal for this used car?
How many miles should I get an oil change? Yeah. 7,000? 6,000?
Listen, I don't know how to work Google. It's too complicated. I would prefer a psychic just channels my grandmother and has these kinds of questions answered for me. Well, I guess that concludes this episode. Chris, this has been so fun. I hope that you've had a great time because I would love...
Oh, I've had such a wonderful time.
I would love to invite you back on this sometime again because you really get it and you're really fun. And
I've never experienced the actual emotion of like fear on a podcast, you know what I mean? Besides like fear of like, oh no, this is going to be released to the world, but like fear, like being spooked on a podcast by a story and getting chills. That's an interesting podcast right there.
Was it the picture of the swamp monster that did it for you?
No, it was the naming of Browntown. The fact that there's a town called Browntown. No, it was the ghost. The ghost voices. Truly, like, I get shoulder. Do you get shoulder shakes where you have to like release a shoulder? Like, I have
Ooh,
a thing
just
where
a
like,
little.
Yeah, that maybe it's a nose. Yeah.
A little shimmy.
But I know I had such a lovely time, Roz.
Oh, hey, your comedy special, doesn't that have kind of a spooky name?
Yeah, it's called Hell. It's adjacent.
How'd you come up with that name?
Well, I was trying to show how bleak performance can be, and the hell, like pre-show hell, you know, that feeling, like, and like performing can be kind of horrible, but most stand-ups make it look like it's like they're a fucking rock star. And so I was like, oh, it'd be funny if we did the opposite and shit, like made like these kind of spooky sketches where I'm like worst case scenarios happening before the show, leading up to the show. And like, yeah, so that was the name. And I think also the Catholicism thing of just, I'm constantly thinking about hell, heaven, hell, binary.
Oh, it never leaves your brain.
No, it never does.
Might as well embrace it.
I do.
Well, people can watch that on Peacock. Right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch your show, Rod.
I'm gonna watch your special. I'm not gonna lie, I have not yet seen it. But
that's okay.
We'll do a flip flop. I'll watch your thing, you watch my thing, and then we'll do book reports back.
Have you noticed there's a when people say I like that you say I'm gonna watch it. When people say I can't wait to watch it, it's like, oh, well, you kind of seem like you're finding a way to wait. If you can't, like, it's like, oh, you're,
then well, it's been months.
You've been actively waiting. There's like a 0% watch rate of the those who just can't wait. Do you find that with yours? Like, oh, I can't wait to watch it.
Oh, yeah. 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 The wait, sometimes the wait is long. And then it's like, and then sometimes these people will be like, I watched the stupidest reality show. This new thing last night. I can't believe it. I watched 2 hours of it. It was so bad. And then I'm like, you know, I have a show you could have watched that
and
you told
know
me.
You actually know me. That's so funny. It is so weird, though, how I get it, because it is so intimate what we choose to watch. So many things that we could watch, it is so intimate what we actually do select. Like, I just end up watching the same thing over and over again.
Which is what?
Heat with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Well, that'll do it.
Well, we did it. That'll do it.
Thanks so much for doing this. Wait, people, social media, whatever you want people to know, say it.
Yeah. Chris Fleming is my Instagram. Is all you got to know.
Not the psychic.
No, follow the psychic too, because he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's at Chris Fleming 91 on Twitter. And I think at Chris Fleming Official on Instagram is his Instagram.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Roz.
Thank you so much to Chris Fleming. God, I love him. Hey, happy holidays. Stay warm out there. Stay safe out there. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I love you all, both living and dead. But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye! This has been an Exactly Right production. Want to share your paranormal experience on the podcast? I read stories out loud, and sometimes I'll even call you. So email me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. You can send a DM or voice message to the show's Instagram at ghostedbyroz. Give us a follow while you're there. And follow me, Roz, on Instagram at Roz Hernandez and on TikTok and Twitter at It's Roz Hernandez. My senior producer is the startling Jiha Lee. Associate producer is the alarming Christina Chamberlain. This episode was mixed and sound designed by the eerie Edson Choi. My guest booker is the petrifying Patrick Kottner. Additional production support from the hair-raising Hannah Kyle Crichton. My theme music is by the spine-chilling Brendan Lynch Salomon. Artwork by the spooky Vanessa Lilac. Photography by the terrifying Elizabeth Karen.
Executive produced by The Chilling Karen Kilgariff, the spooky Georgia Hardstark, and the frightening Danielle Kramer. Follow Ghosted by Roz Hernandez on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, rate and review the show. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Ghosted by Roz Hernandez merch.